Tonight we're still in Sanhedrin. We left off on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. In the middle of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes us a chapter from Masechet Avodah Zarah that says that the Menorah Hamuzer al Gezel v'al Agnevo v'al Kayotze Bohem. The Gemara was working hard to try to ascertain what is Kayotze Bohem of Gezel. Either it's Gezel or it's not Gezel. So the Gemara finally came up with a Peshat Kodesh Chasoch. It's about 6 lines from the bottom of the Yom. Gezel, outright Gezel is Ika Chasachanish Miyara Mitzri. When I take at the end from somebody else, when I don't pay debts that I owe, that's a Kayotzeb of Gezel. It's not outright Gezel, it's another form of Gezel. So the Braisa draws the distinction between Akum Ayakum is Gezel is Osir, and is Neragolov. And Akum Shigozom is also Neragola, and the reverse, you saw Shigozom in Akum, so Shigozom is not Chayiv Misa for Gezel, that's for sure. This right to happen so that Gezel Akum is Mutter Min HaTorah. The other Tanoim and Baba Kama disagree, hold that Gezel Akum is also Min HaTorah. We have this is called Rashi. Rashi says that all the Tanoim Rashi presents it is if all the Tanoim agree that Gezel Akum is Mutter Min HaTorah, the only thing that's under dispute is there an Isa de Rabbanah. There is one opinion that Rashi there is, and he says Rabbanan because of Chil Hashem. But that whole Rashi is a teller. That's not true. Maharaj says whenever Chil Hashem is certainly an Isa Deraita, so it's man the father. And Gezel Akum is a machlokes on the level of Deraita with it's also a Mutter. It's not that everybody agrees that it's Mutter and Atera, and there's a machlokes on the level of Rabbanan. Machlokes is on the level of Deraita. It's a difficult Rashi. So that's what they're only going right. Tamua Miyola. And that difficult Rashi is only going right from the letter Aleph, that the Rashi is Tamor Miyot. So this Tosefta in Avodah Zarah writes that you have Gezel, the Kayotze Bo is also, and you have Yefas Toyar, the Kayotze Bo is also. What is Yefas Toyar? Yefas Toyar, the Kayotze Bo. Yifastoyer means the Hetzer Yifastoyer is by Yisroel. That is, if you say Shalom Acham Aleichem, and Son Hashem Lakech Yadecho, B'Shavisa, Shidio, B'Yisroel, Yifastoyer. Lakech Yadecho, Yishas. And Gemara comments, Gemara Kiddush, the first pair of comments on the Pasuk, Eishas. Yifastoyer, Eishas, Tafila Eishasish. That although normally there is a Nisa Deraisa of Eishasish, but the Shach Mokham is a special hetzer. The Yisrael has a hetzer to take a Yifas Toya, despite the fact that the woman is an Eshetish. So this Tosefta says that this hetzer Yifas Toya only applies to Yisrael Ba'akum. Let's say the Yisrael is waging war against Yisrael for some crazy reason. Yehuda against the Yomim, and Yisrael against Yehuda. Yes. Yisraelim are waging war against Yisraelim and they capture Yifas Toyer. But there ain't going to be no Hetzer Yifas Toyer. Hetzer Yifas Toyer is only Yisrael by Akum. Yisrael wins the war against the Akum. Akum by an Akum there's no Hetzer Yifas Toyer. And Akum who wins the war from Yisrael and takes the Yifas Toyer is also no Hetzer Yifas Toyer if the woman is an Eshetish. No Hetzer for them to take an Eshetish. That's what it says in this verse. That Yisrael by Akum is a special Hetzer. And Akum be Akum, and Akum be Yisrael is also the Gemara, and Nun Tetzim and Aleph is bothered with that question. We already mentioned that Gemara. The Gemara says, Nik and Nidhi, how is that possible that the Yisrael Shori in the Benoyach also? The Bnei Yisrael have over and above the Shem and Mitzvah and Zinanath. We have a whole peckle of Tayyad Mitzvah. We have to observe the Shem and Mitzvah and plus more. So how is that possible that there should be something that Mutzah for Bnei Yisrael and also for Bnei Noach? Whatever is also for Bnei Noach. We begin with that. That's the starting point. And then on top of that, over and above that, we have Nochal Tayyag Mitzvah. How can it be that for Bnei Noyah, there's no Hetzer Yifas Toyer, because he saw there is a Hetzer. That's what it says in this verse. Gezel Akum is Mutter Takatela. How can it be that Gezel Akum is Mutter? So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, if you hold that Gezel Akum is Mutter, that's special. There is Akosu, that is, we treat the Nochrim as if they are Avodim to the Israel, and not called Mashikon Erekon Arabo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hizkiyam Amonom, the Yisrael, Miporim Hafiyam, Hafiyam HaKoron, so the Gemara has one Rosh, Miporim Hafiyam Amonom, the Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mafke Ve'mom, and so, if you hold Gezel HaKamutzer, if you hold Gezel HaKamutzer, the is based on one pasuk or on another. The Gemara says it's based on the pasuk that a Kadosh was mafkid a mammon as an oynish. Kadosh was mafkid a mammon in Legabi Yisrael. The Iranian writes this other angle, a different notion, that he treats the Nachrim as if, all the human soil, he treats them as if they're Avodim. So the Bnei Yisrael, he called Masha Khan every Khan Arab, so there's no reason to say, look, the Odin takes away the moment from the Yisrael. Whatever the hell is, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama. It's too good. He gets a lock from it. He all gets a lock from Uther. It's based on some special pasuk. But over here, how is one to understand? We have a pasuk. The Shavisa Shivya Reis, Eishas Yifasa, Eishas Tafila, Eishas Ish. The pasuk says a heta for Israel. How is it possible to understand that for Benayach is also? And it's only a heta for Israel. Why not assume that that heta applies equally to the Bnei Noach? So that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks the kasha that Nifa Mivi, how is it possible? Where is the Gemara? It's four lines from the bottom of the Zohar. Five lines from the bottom. Leka midam, there isn't such a thing to the Israel Shari of the Abkhazim Master cannot be. That's what Tosis says, that bottom Tosis on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that's what we call the name of Tosis Lech Akasha. The Noach is Neregava Ubrin, the Bryce on the top of Nun Zainon Bay, the Gemara has on Achwegi Satanoim, and it says on the fifth line from the top of Nun Zainon Bay, Mishum Rabishmar Vamu, Apala Ubrin. That if the Noach is Neregava Ubrin, so obviously there is an Isha Deraisa. Gabi the Tenoyach, if he killed an Uber, he's Chai Nisa. Of course, the Nisa Deraisa, but the Noyach is Chai Nisa. And for Yisrael, the Mishnah says, the Nida Haharigas Uber is Pata. So that's what they say, it's like, how can it be Mika Midi? Mika Midi, that's what the Noyach is also for Yisrael, but the Muslim Tosafos says, it's not Muter, it's the Nisa Deraisa. The Tosafos says, the Komakom Lashon, that's the Tosafos on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Avadim is a Nisa Deraisa. I mentioned last week there's three shittas regarding Apollo Kuban. Some Achrenim write that it's Hesed Gomer, some Achrenim write that it's a Nisa Deraisa, and some Achrenim write that it's a Nisa Deraisa. But the Achreach is from the Tosis. Tosis is Machreach from the Gemara. But it must be a Nisa Deraisa because of this Svara. Meek and Meek, how can it be that for the Benoach is literally a Nisa Deraisa? There has to be a Nisa Deraisa for the Israel as well. The fact that the Nech is Nera Galuvim, we're not Nera, that's an Ishkin Kasha, the Nech is Nera Galagezo, the Nech is Nera Ganez Menachai, the Nech is Nera Ganez Menachai, the Nech is Nera Ganez Menachai, the Rosh and Zuni Sos, and the Onshin don't have to correspond. The Onshin for the Bnei Noach can be more formal for the Onshin for the Bnei Yisrael. But it cannot be that it should be Mutta for Yisrael and not just the Bnei Noach, that's impossible. The Tosis is Machriyach, but since Hapol HaSubrim is certainly an Isha Deraisa for Bnei Noach, it has to be an Isha Deraisa for the Yisrael. The only discussion we had last week was, what is the nature of the Yisr? Is it an Yisr Chavola? Or is it an Yisr Yitzvicha? And Afkimina would be, under what circumstances would you be allowed to do a Hapala Tuvin? Only if you have to save the life of the mother, or even if it's just medically recommended for the mother's good health. So that was the big Tuvin. But here the Gemara, this is the cloud that the Gemara has. Nikumidam, there isn't such a thing. Lekumidam, the Nisr Shalom Kahamat, the Fegma Veloi, is that an ironclad rule, the Harei Yifas Toya. Yifas Toya, in this Brisa, on the Zayin of an Aleph, it says that for the Ben Noach, there's no Heter. If the Ben Noach, one Uma shall not bring wages war against another Uma, and they capture an HSD, so there is no Heter for him to take the HSD, but he saw there is a Heter. So why don't you spend the Ikha Midi? So the Gemara responds, Tosin Yishum, the Labinei Kibush Minim. Special business. The law b'nei kibush nina. What do you mean? The reason why there's a hetta yifasar by Yisrael is because we have an institution of kibush. Kibush mochama is kainah. And by the neloach, the kibush mochama is not kainah. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. That's the problem. The Rishonim and the Achronim ask, the Gemara says in Yitzin, in the Sugi of kibush mochama, Zachlan Ochens, the Gemara learns that kibush mochama is kainah in all directions. Yisrael min ha'akum, akum Yisrael, akum min ha'akum, amun ha'ayach tiharu v'sichon. So when Akum wages war against Akum, whoever wins the war is Kainah. When Akum wages war against Yisrael, but usually men are Shevi. So when they were Kodesh, when the Nachrim were fighting in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they captured Shivcha Akav, so they were Kainah that Shivcha. Then the days got captured back that Shivcha, So that's called Vayishma Menashevi, who became a back. First they became a Meshivcha, and then later on they became a back. So the Gemara derives from the series of Psukim that Kiddush Muhammad worked under no circumstances. Akam the Akam, Akam the Yisrael, and Yisrael the Akam. So how can the Gemara say here that the Chidush Arani is the Kasha? I'm sorry, from the Shulda talking about the Kasha. How can the Gemara say that Hasan Mishum Galabine Kiddush Nina, the Kiddush is not Kain? Of course, Kiddush is Kain. Kiddush is Kain is a universal bit, an international bit. What by Yisrael, the head of Yisrael Toya is only when people share Yisrael. Rashi says the Mechamis Oshus, yeah, Rashi Chumash writes the Mechamis Oshus are talking about. I can't say Mechamis Mitzvah, so it says, what is the Chai Kol Mishama? I don't know what Rashi means here. Yeah. So the Chamtosh and the Tshuva suggests like this. I don't know exactly what Rashi means over here, but Nitma, Eretz the Kibish Tshuva, I'm not sure what that means in Rashi. The Chamtosh has a different mahalach. He says, the Rishonim in Kiddushin, have a lotion that sometimes it's a Kinyan Mammon and sometimes it's a Kinyan Eitzim. Let's say when a person owns an Eretz Kinyan, so he owns the Eretz Kinyan Kishor of a Hamoro, the Gemara has such a lotion also. Like you own property, you own a table and a chair, you own the hand, so you own an Eretz Kinyan. And then the Gemara has an expression, a concept, a terminology that you own. The Rishonim developed this terminology, but the concept is in the Gemara. That you own a Nebuchadnezzar with respect to each of the Heter as well. That the Nebuchadnezzar shall coin a submitted each woman. Like the Hemis coin is a lot each woman. That's like a Kenyan that affects the change in the area of each of the Heter. Or the Gemara says in Yevamos, that in order for an Eved Kenani to participate in the Korban Pesach, he has to be one of the Mamunim, Pesach and Mechal Elul LeMeduyah. So the Gemara says, in order for the Eved Kenani to become a Mamuna and any given Korban Pesach, anybody's Korban Pesach, let's say the next time neighbor wants to be Mamana and anybody's Korban Pesach. He wants the Eved Kenani to meet the Shikha over there, over the Korban Pesach, whatever. His Shikha Kenani. So he has to have permission from his Adon. You have to have reshus from the Adon, from his own Adon, to become a Munah on anybody's Korban Pesach. And if he does not need reshus from his Adon to become a Munah on a Korban Pesach. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Oro, makes that contrast. This will imply that there's only a Kenyan Easter by Eved Kenani. This is not Kenyan Easter by an Eved Ivri. So there is such a terminology, there is such a concept in Rishonim as a Kenyan Easter. You have a Kenyan moment, you own something that belongs to you and Chosha Vishnu, then you have a concept of Kenyan Isra, you own something with respect to Isra the Heaven. So the Hasam Sefer says, Nochma Labine Kibush doesn't mean that they don't have Kenyan Kibush Mokama. They have a Kenyan Kibush Mokama, only a Kenyan moment, but they don't have a Kenyan Isra. This Aloha that Shavisu Shivya or Isra, but Shivya Eshu Sifastoya, a Pilo Eshu Sish, is based on the fact that Kibush Mokama accomplishes a Kenyan Isra. That B'nai Yisrael Akkaina, all of the Shvuyim, with respect to Yisra the Heaven, with respect to being Matir, this is the Yifas Toya, the Yisra Reshitish. So the Gemara understands that doesn't exist by B'nai Noah. Such a Kenyan Yisra doesn't exist. So the Noah can only have a Kenyan moment, they can't have such a concept of Chalal of a Kenyan Yisra. That's what Tesis says, that Kash and Kiddushin. On that Gemara and Kiddushin, when the Gemara makes the Drosh of Isha, where Isha by Shivi Eishas, that Pigo Eishas Ish, the Tesis fact Akasha, that there is no din of Isha's bin Enoya, ain't Isha's bin Enoya. So what kind of Isha is this? Right, that's Tesis Kasha. So there's no Isha Eishas Isha. What's the problem? So Tesis says it's not true, because the Gemara Darshan, Dovak v'ishtav l'beishav chaveru. Thank you. Anun ches amenalat. The Gemara has the drush of Dovak v'ishtav l'beishav chaveru. So there really is an eishas ish. The Gemara says that there is eishas within an air. But we have a lotion. There's no eishas within an air. He doesn't have eishas Yisroel. He has an eishas within an air. A different kind of eishas. So for us to be mechayiv nisa for kol eishes tishi, you have to have the full issues of Yisroel. And issues of Bnei Noach, to be mechayiv nisa for us, that's not enough. For Bnei Noach, it is enough. But if Baal Gabi Diyiv, it is enough to make a nisa eishes tishi. A nisa eishes tishi is just no way nish nisa. This one? What, eishes tishi was nish nish kodimah? Yeah. I don't know, you have to work it out with the studio later, that name of Vinicius, I don't remember. But clearly, these are Eishes Tish applies both to Bnei Noach and to Yisrael. Everybody agrees to that. Eishes Tish is a rise both to Yisrael and to Bnei Noach. Right, so I don't know, so Taisa says on that Gemara Kiddushin in the first parent, they say there is an Yisrael by Sina. The Yisrael to be poor, Eishes Tish shall not, it is an Yisrael by Sina. It's not like a chotzi shiur of ishus. It's not a sufficient ishus to be mechai ben ishus. Right. So for that you need a hetter. For that you need a hetter. So the Gemara asked the Shaila, so why do you assume that the hetter only applies by Yisrael to Bnei Noach, Yisrael by Akum? Why doesn't it apply Akum by Akum? What happened to Mika Midi? So the Gemara answers on that. That's nochem alafin kibush minim. Is that they're not going to Kinyan Isra when they make a Kibush Muhammad. This Hefer Eishes Tish is based on a Kinyan Isra. Yeah. So the Gemara says here, Noham of this Tosef and Abed Izzah, Nun Zayin Amen Bey, Amen Aleph. Why? Why? The Isra does exist. The Isra does exist. The yeah. No, the Easter has to, the Easter does exist. The Easter Eishes applies to both, and Yisrael is normally Muzrana, but we have a Hefer that simply can't function by then. Like the same story, the Gemara said, "What's with Parches Mishal Tut?" The Gemara says, "By then, there's no Mechila by us. There is Mechila." Then the Gemara says about what else? About the Fasper, yeah, or the Gezalachim is a special, if you hold Gezalachim with Mutam and Antara, that's a special story why the foreign is an Oynish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the foreign Hafiyam Amonim with Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamishten, that's why Gezalachim with Mutam, principle, it was Oster. Should have been Oster, was Oster, until Matam Tarek and Ramon Shalom made a special effort because they're treated like a Avon. You have to have a special Mahalach to explain. But at least in theory it should have been Asa. It's a Yotzim in a cloud that it's Mutter. But it's not really a Yotzim in a cloud to the cloud Mika Midi. The cloud Mika Midi is life. That's an emissary cloud. And over here it's a Milsa the timer why we have a Hefer under certain circumstances and they don't. So that's this price on Nun Zayinam and Allah. This price says that Yifas Toyar is only a Hefer Yisrael Ba'akum is Mutter. But Kusi the Kusi is also, they don't have this Hefer Yifas Toyar. The Gemara comments on the Loshon HaBrayis, it says, Al Gezel, Al Kayetz Abraham, and on Yifas Toyar, and on Kayetz Abraham. So Gezel, the Kayetz Abraham, so the Gemara finally explained Kayetz Abraham, Gezel is Kovish Chasoch. Gezel Mamish is Vaikach HaSachanis, Niyar HaMitzri. I think at the end that belongs to somebody else. And Kayetz Abraham is, I don't pay off my debt. And so the Gemara wants to know, so what is Kayotze Behem of Yifas Toyah? Yifas Toyah means that there's a Muhammad I take an Eishes Tish. And what's the Kayotze Behem of Yifas Toyah? There's a Muhammad I take what? A Chatzis Shir of an Eishes Tish. What is that? So the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom of Nun Zayin Menach, Kayotze Behem of Yifas Toyah, Mahi, what is that? The Gemara says, when Abdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, he said, over the name of Lozar, the name of Rav Kamina, v'nech shi'ichet shi'ichet yavda bovel, ha'nerev al-leho. That's the Kayotze Bohen. She's not a full-fledged Eishes Tish, Rashi explains, because just like Vayaz, there's no issue to an Eretz Kenaini. There's no Yakas to an Eretz Kenaini. He has no Tzvitzis Kiddushin. So by the Bnei Noach also, when they have their avodim, so when the Eved has a girlfriend, so they're not miyachad them the shame issue. That's a slight deal, but how does Rashi write? It's really znus b'yalma. By then, they don't really have a mind. How does a nochri become an Eishes Tish of a nochri? Gula's Baal, the Gemara says, and on the base, Gula's Baal, Yeshlehem, Nichsus, Abuchut, Vila, Yivala, Elan. So they only have Gula's Baal. What do you mean, Gula's Baal? Stop, Azaina. It's such a difficult medish. There's a medish rapper, a voracious rapper, Azaina Nachrit, who is Nivella, 10 times, so she becomes an Eshishish to the first one, and the next 9, Achai meets a Mishun Boal Eshishish. Very difficult, and the Mepharshim have great difficulty with it. If the woman is doing the Torah's Nus, it's not the Torah's Ishus. How do you have Gula's Baal? Gula's Baal has to be Nivala of the Shame Ishus. Right, right. So there, we have Kiddushi Kesav Ishtarabi, and they only have Bia. The Gemara says, Gula's Baal Yeshlahem, and Nichlasa Luchufa, Kiddushi Kesav, Kiddushi Ishtar, they don't have. They only have Kiddushi Bia. Yeah. But the Ishus, right. So the issues have to come about by they feel that the shame issues. Some deal the shame's news, isn't it? It's a difficult matter. Here also Rashi said that the Eved of the Nochri, who's Miyakad himself as Shivcha, the same Nochri, a different Nochri, whatever it is, that's not a Yichud, the shame issues. That's only the Torah's news of the Alma. Just like by us, an Eved ain't Lord Jesus' Kiddushin. But by the B'nai Nerech also, the Eved is not. Miskaven Hashem Ishus, only Miskaven Hashem is Nus Bialma. So what kind of a form of Ishus is this? The Gemara says, yeah, this is a Kayote Bua of Ishus. The Kayote Bua, not only the Noachri Chayv Nisat is Bua of Ishus Ish, even under the circumstances of Heti Yifas Ter, because they don't have the Heti Yifas Ter. Even if it's only Bua of this second grade Ishus Ish, the Eved of the Noachri is Miyachim himself, Shivcha of another Noachri, the same Noachri, and it's really the shame's nus, it's not an issue, kahamor. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that he's nerak aleh. What is he nerak? The Rashi says, mitam gezel. That's how Rashi writes, mitam gezel. A real ishish it isn't, but it's a kayot above an ishish mitam gezel. An Eved Knaini, Machlokes HaTanaim. Is it an Eved Knaini or an Eved Ivri or Achat Yeved or Achat Yeved? Yes, so different opinions in the Mishnah. Yeah. Mishnah increases. Yeah. So this goes, and Nachri has an Eved, though. Those Mishnahs go, Yid has an Eved Knaini. Or Yid has a Shishcha Knaini. So here we're talking, and Nachri has an Eved. What's the difference? The Nachri doesn't have a Kinyan. He's on his Eved. You can't say there's no Tvisit Kiddushin by the Eved. The Rashi doesn't say there's no Tvisit Kiddushin. Whatever issues there is by a Benoyah, you can have the same kayotzeh but the same issues by the Eved of the Nachri. But Rashi says they're not miskaven Hashem issues. Ain't the bulos bal the issues, so that there's nus b'yalma kechamor. Therefore, a real Eishus ish it isn't, but it's a kayotzeh bo of an Eishus ish. That's called kayotzeh bo yifas toyah. So they don't have the hefi yifas toyah, and we do have the hefi yifas toyah. That's what the Gemara calls a kayotzeh bo. That's the kavanas ha-tosefteh. This is a kayotzeh bo of yifas toyah. The lower form of issues. Then the Gemara has a comment that we had two, both in the Tosefta and Avodah Zarah. The Tosefta was listening off the Sheva Mitzvah Zunafta and says that Gezel is Oster and Kayotzibot, and Yifas Toyer is Oster and Kayotzibot. And then it says Shechazdanim is Oster and it doesn't say Kayotzibot. Hakama doesn't say Kayotzibot. So the Gemara makes a comment, 3 lines from the bottom. Kayotzibot is Shechazdanim Lotan. The Brachos is not the Tosefta by contrast, you see. There's only a Gezel and a Kayotzibot, and there's Yifas Torah with a Kayotzibot, there's a full Eishishish and a Kayotzibot, a Chatzishir of an Eishishish. By Noach Sheyichet Shivcha V'yavah. But Shvichazdanim is either the real Mekoya, it's not at all, there is no Kayotzibot. There's no second level of Shvichazdanim. So the Gemara says, Kayotzibot is Shvichazdanim Lotanya. So the Gemara said, because it doesn't exist. But then Abayi says, just in case they'll find a Tosefta somewhere, a Chavor and a Brice, that does speak about a Kayotzi boy, oh, Shvichazdanim, he has a Pshat already. Like the Achronim used to make after a Medrash Shliyas, he used to give Pshat. So Abayi has prepared, Imash Kachas B'Tanya, if you will discover a Brice, he said, then this Tosefta, and Abayi doesn't say. Okay, if you find a Brice that will say, that Shvichazdanim is also as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs and Kayotzibo also, so what could that be? Oh, he has a pshat. It's according to the Tanner of Yenison Menshol that it says later on the Fine Dalit that this is the Machlokes HaTanaim. The Chachamim, the majority opinion, does not accept Rabbi Yenison Menshol. Yenison Menshol, Shita is, right if Achachaber Lahargoy, Yochel Hatzila Be'echa Nevora, V'lo Hitzvil Nehra Golov. The din is that a Reide is Nidan Hatzila Be'nafshi. You're permitted and obligated to kill a Reide, if need be, in order to save the life of the Nirda. What if in order to save the life of the Nirda, you don't have to drop an atom bomb to shoot the Nirda? You just scream at the Reide. Just scream at him. Tell him I'm going to call the police. Sure. So he said, the guy runs away. So what do you have to shoot? Well, let's say, Yochel Hatzila Be'echa Nevora. I can maim him. I can cut off his hands. There's no need to kill him. I can wound him. That'll be the end of the Redifa. So then you're not permitted to do more than is necessary. So what happens if you go ahead and you do more than is necessary? Someone goes ahead and kills either the near death, or someone else goes ahead and kills the Redif in a circumstance. He could have been matzal the near death without that. So if you enter him shoulders machadesh, nera galah. In this case, even though it's not a full shlicha zalim, because if Rashi writes, it's karav lahatir, it's really, one can build up a whole argument to explain why should he mutter to kill the Reidus, even if it's yachal lahatir v'ech nevar, self, the man is a Reidus, he's asked to kill the other one. The one could have argued the point and said, maybe it should be mutter, but nonetheless, if Yenis Menshol says, this is a kayotze boy of shlicha zalim. It's not right to give such a head. Rabbi says, if there is a brisa that says, B'nei Noach are prohibited to do Ritzicha, Ritzicha would be this kind of a case. But Rabbi says, we are not aware of such a brisa. Why not? The Rashi explains on the top of Amavet, because we don't accept Rabbi Yonis and Menshol's opinion. We pass them like the Chachamim, who disagree with him. What is their shita? What is their shita? The Rashi writes on the top, this is a machlek, it's Rashi and the Rambam. What is the shita's Chachamim, the Yonis and Menshol? The Rashi, right, the Gemara, and Daf Ayin Dal just says that there's a machlok to Satanoim, and the majority opinion is against Rabbi Yonis Menshol. The Rashi writes on the top, Avol, this is Ali Rabbi Yonis Menshol, Avol Rabbanu Pligya Levi, I mean, their opinion is, Het the Gomu. Their opinion is that even if it's Yochel Ahasol Vech Mevora, it's still mutter to kill the writer. That's how Rashi claims that it's Het the Gomu. The Rambam does not understand like that. The Rambam quotes the Allah of Yonis Menshol. That if it's Yochel Ahasol Vech Mevora, he's not allowed to kill, there's no hesed to kill the writer. So what did the Chachamim say? That's what Yonis Menshol said. What did the Chachamim disagree? Rabbi Yonis Menshol says, if you weren't careful about this, you're Neragol of Yechayt Nukum Bezin. If you killed the writer, then you had no hesed because it was Yochel Ahasol Vech Mevora, you get an Einish Misa. The Chachamim say, no, there's no Einish Misa, even though there's a Misa Vitzicha, there's no Einish Misa. How do you understand that? That's where Adolvola has a whole arichis on that Rambam. He quotes up Shloim Egan, and he has a long essay about this, expanding on the thing. He says that he's considered a gabra ktila. There is an isa ritzicha. Let's say I kill a treifa. So the din is that, or let's say, misha nigma dina la misa. Somebody was mahal Shabbos, and Bezin judges him, and Bezin makes a gmar din, a man deserves tila, and they're going to go give him tila. Then an enemy of his comes. The enemy is Mechal Shabbos also. He doesn't hold from Shabbos. He's not so excited about the Chil Shabbos. He's gunning out to kill this guy. He's afraid to kill him. He's going to kill him. Bezman's going to kill him. If you kill other people, the Bezman police will catch you. So now there's an enigma of Dina Lamisa. This fellow goes and he shoots him to death. And he kills him. He didn't kill him. L'shem ki yom mitzvah sayin l'shmisa Bezman for the Chil Shabbos. He kills him. Ki yokum l'sharia. L'har gobiyom. He kills him because he hates him. So the Gemara says that if you kill a gavrik tili, you're not chai misa. Misa ritzicha there is. He did kill him. He's a Yivam Ritzicha. But he's not Chai Misa because he's a Gavit Tzicha. So that's where Adalvala quotes of Shlom Ege, that over here, the Pshat in the Ramam is, if you have a Reidet, Shiochala Hatzal Bech Nevarov, you have no Hesed to kill him. There's an Isa Ritzicha, but Tzav Kosov, the Reidet is a Gavit Tzicha. So that's why the Chachamim disagree with her. The Yenis Menshol, they hold that he's ain't a Maragol. Yeah. Right. So that's what Reb Schleinegger has one explanation. Why is a gavrik tili? He goes with the assumption Schleinegger has a pilpul. He says that this distinction between Yochel Ahasol Vech Nevarov only applies to outsiders, but the nirdat himself doesn't have to try to calculate. The nirdat is a pilpul in Rishonim and in Achronim about this, whether this is true. Mishlo Melech has a discussion. This chilek that Rabbi Yonis Menshol says that Yochel Ahasol Vech Nevarov, you're not allowed to kill him, this is only Legabi Acherim. But Legabi the Nirdif himself, he's allowed to kill him, even if it was Yochel Ahasol Vech Nevarov. But since he has a right to kill him, even Acherim who will kill him, he's considered a garbage field. That's what Rav Shlomo Eger says. Velvele says that that's highly questionable because so many other Rishonim and Achronim don't agree. They hold that this din of Yochel HaTzebech Mevarv Lahitzel applies equally to the Nirdav and to other people as well. Sometimes the Nirdav is Bahu, and he can't make a calculation. He's unable to think. So it says, Eina Yochel HaTzebech. But let's say he's very calm, very relaxed, and he realized Yochel HaTzebech Mevarv, and nonetheless, he goes and he kills him. So many disagree. They say even the Nirdav has to make a calculation if he can. But Belva says, no, it's a different reason why he's a garbage dealer. Not because he ever had to kill him. Because the prophet says, Ein lo domin. Ein lo domin means that he doesn't have to pay. If someone is doing you a defense, and he's magic something, it says in the Mechilta that he's potter because of Kamla with the rabbi, because Ein lo domin is considered a garbage dealer. He claims that Abba claims the Gavrik Tila is unrelated to the fact that you have a hesed to kill him. Even if you don't have a hesed to kill him, because it's the Yochel HaTzebech Mevarv in an easy fashion, still considered a Gavrik Tila. That's exactly your point that Rav Shlomo Eger holds like that. Abba thinks that it's not necessarily so. He thinks that he's a Gavrik Tila even without the hesed to kill him. The Gemara says that Zimri could have, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, it would have been Musa. Some of that's in Mishlan Melech, right. Yeah, some of that is right. You see, there's a special heter for the, special heter for the Nirdav. And that was the Nirdav himself. And that whole discussion was on the Nirdav, so that Gemara contradicts. Yeah, that Gemara is nefarious against that Mishnah Melech. Yeah. I don't know what you do with the Gemara by Pinchas, by Zimri, I don't remember. By what? Pashtus, is that the Tesis, I think, right? Yeah, the bottom Tesis on Nun Tesam at Allah. The Epshad Afila Baba Kacham Shari. Tesis discusses Mika Midi. The Tesis discusses Bola Bidadin if a Nachris is in labor and her life is in danger because of the Uber. So if a Yisraelis is in labor and her life is in danger because of the Uber, so the Mishnah says in Ahalois that we learned last week, Achavkanas Uber Shebimayeho, in order to save the life of the mother, unless it tells Yerosha, ain't no Igimah because ain't Derech HaNefesh. The Tosfos wants to know what's the din if it's a Nachris who's in labor. Would you be permitted to kill the Uber? The Tosfos thought, then Havamina, you're not allowed to kill the Uber because why is there the difference by Yisrael between a Yolud and an Uber? Because if you kill a Yolud, you're Chayv Nisus. If you kill an Uber, you're not Chayv Nisus. But by Bnei Noach, even if you kill an Uber, they're also Chayv Nisus. So an Uber is the same as a Yolud. But by the Nachrim, the din should be that you're not allowed, that's how the Catholics pass, like Tosfos Havamina, like Tosfos Kasha, that you're not allowed to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother. So Tosfos right, Kasha, if so, Kum Terois, that's the Ikamidi. You have a case where by us there's a Heter, we're permitted to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother. And by Bnei Noach, if he wouldn't have had this tekel of Taryak Mitzvahs, it would have been forbidden to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother. And after Matan Torah, it became Mutta for us. How can that be? We can lead it to the Akum Asur of Yisrael Shari. That's Taisus Kasha. Miu Kasha, that's the Taisus Brun Testament Aleph, the last 7 lines. Miu Kasha, the Gemara and Dafayin Beit quotes the Mishnah and all of us, Yotze Roshayim, Doigmayim, Dechanev, Mishnah, Tein, Nefshal, Bekoidim, Shiyotze Roshayim, Achaya Peshet, Nishyot, Vachot, Chosel, Eivorim, to save the mother, Kdei Lato, Timoy. And if it would have been a Nachris, who's Muberes, it wouldn't be a Heter, that's how they assume. So what are you going to do with Mika Midi? So Tosfos has 2 answers. So the second answer is that by Bnei Noach, the din is the same. That there's a din of Roidus by Bnei Noach also. The Pashtus in the second answer. I feel about comes also Shari. They have a din of Roidus by them also. The first answer is that the din is the Catholic Church is Taka, right? That's Taka the din. The first day in Texas, that's Taka the din. So what happened to Mika Midi? No. If Bayas is a mitzvah, the Gemara says you don't apply Mika Midi. It's a Bayas, we have to observe Shabbos. By them, they're forbidden to observe Shabbos. B'nech Shabbos, It's chayiv nisa. So what happened to the ikar nisa? The Gemara says, no, mitzvah shiny. By us, it's a mitzvah. By them, they're not allowed to do this mitzvah. So by us, we have a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh that allows us to kill the uber, mishum pikuach nefesh. By them, they don't have that mitzvah. So in the middle, they don't have the heter. That's the first answer of Taisa. The first answer of Taisa is like the Catholic position. The second answer of Taisa is against the Catholic. Say days and Taisa. In this Gemara in the top of Nun Zayin and Ralph, we already discussed a good part of it, that the Gemara drew a contrast between judging the Neneach and judging Israel. If the judge Israel, the Gemara had a lush, and you have to have Eda, the Edim, the Hasro. That was on Daf Nun Vav on the face. Eda means a Bezna of 23, the Din and the Fashis. Edim means you need two witnesses. And Hasro, you have to have Hasro, Tech the Diva before the Avera. And if Neneach, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. What does it say? Ashkach Rav Yankit Baracha, that's the top line on the Zayin on the base. He found a sefer agadah to the Bei Rav. Bei Rav means in yeshiva. He found a sefer, a medrash, that had written the following statement, Bei Noach Narek, Bei Dayin Echad, Bei Dechad, Shaloi Basro. All three are not. Not Bei Eidah, not Bei Eidim, and not Basro. He doesn't need a Bezna of 23, a Bezna of 1 is good enough for Din and the Foshes. He doesn't need two Eidim, Eid Echad is enough. And he doesn't need Hasro. We learned that the Machloik is Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, even if he violates the Aver B'Shoigig, he's also Chayiv Nisa. The Rambam writes the Farish not so. He violates B'Shoigig, he's not Chayiv Nisa. Just, you don't need Asra, formality of Asra, Tech Ledibur, to declare it, to determine that it should be called the Mezid, that you don't need, as long as you know that it's the Mezid. So the Lech HaMishnah points out, that's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Then, the Bryce, this Bryce and the Agarat and the Sefer Medrash, that they had continues to say, the Dayan Echot, the Deid Echot, have to be a male. You can't have a woman judge, and you can't have a woman witness, but Kroivim are kosher. By B'nai Noach, there's no psula of Kroivim, but there is a psula of Isha. Interesting, that the psula of Isha is greater than the psula of Kroivim. Do we have such a thing by us and Havacha? But the Nesivit and Chayshi Mishpat writes like that in the name of the Tumim, that the psula of Isha is much greater than the psula of Kroivim. The Sivis quotes in the name of the Tumim. If you have three witnesses come to Bezin and they all testify, it turns out that one of them is an apostle, one of them is a ganef, one of them is a relative, but the other two are kosher eidim. So we have a din of nimtzach and men eidim, korb apostle, eidim kulam b'teilim. If one of them, the three, is no good, so even the other two are also not accepted. So the Tumim writes that halacha only applies by korah, by pasul, that's all by kroivim, or psula means rishoyim. If he's a ganat, he's a balavera, so then there's a din of korah by pasul. What if you have three eidim, and one of them is a cherishay to the cotton, eved akumisha? One of these six people. So the Tumim, quoted by the Nesivah, says that doesn't have a shame eid at all. You can't say din zechem and korah by pasul. What if you have three will testify? Two will be Jewish, and one will be a parrot that knows how to talk. So you're going to say Korb Apostle, and it's a parrot who has an independent opinion. He doesn't just parrot over what the other one says. He knows how to say on his own. And he says, I don't agree, I'm not saying the same as the previous two witnesses because I'm a parrot, because I know on my own that that's what happened, I was there. You're going to say Korb Apostle, the parrot is Bechal Nishkin, and not a human being. You don't say Korb Apostle. Even these six people who are human beings, a cherishay to the cotton is a lot by that, like an animal, like a parrot. And an eved akamisha, the tumim, quoted by the Nesivah, says, you don't apply to a pop. It doesn't apply to a pop. But by us, we have such a concept also that an isha is a bigger stool, so to speak. It's a chalal not in the parsha of Eden. It doesn't have a shame made at all. Then a bezdin, yeah, also. A bezdin of kroivim. Kroivim are good for hataras and dorm, and isha is no good. That's a gemara. That if there's no Kroivim is good, and an Isha is no good, yes. It's interesting that the Gemara is the favorite here that Loimi Pi Isha is not only Isha's Psula Le'edus by the Nenech, Isha's Psula for Dayonis. The Hemshach HaGemara is going to be black and white like that. And Isha's Psula for Dayonis. And Tosis has a famous discussion in Baba Kama and Gitna and in other places. Tosis raises the possibility maybe a woman rabbi can be part of a peasant. Tosis has a whole discussion based on Dvarah, yeah, because the Pasuk says, Elam Mishpatim Mishatosim Lifneihem. So the Gemara says, Lifneihem refers to men and to women. Ishvakos Lishaliyah, that all are equal in the eyes of the law. Then the Gemara says, Lifneihim, Eloi Lifneihet Yoitis, that Lifneihim goes on the Dayanim Smuchim. The Tosfos says, if you put the two drushes together, so it goes on Lifneihem on the Dayanim, and men and women, Hishakos of Ishlish. So the Dayanim could be men or women. So Tosfos is not sure whether that's legitimate. Can you combine the two drushes? The two drushes are totally different. One drusha has it, Elim Mishpatim Shtazim Lifneihem, the law views everybody equally. Men and women are viewed equally. That goes on who's being nidon. Who is being nidon? Who is mazikum? To them, a mitzvah could be a man or a woman. It doesn't make a difference. The law is going to be the same. And the other drasha, Elam Mishpashim, Tashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash on any donor. The Tosfos is not sure whether he can combine the two to say that Isha Ksheira Ladun, that a woman rabbi can serve as a member of the Beis Din. They're not sure. Shulchan Aruch has assumed that it's not. That an Isha is Psula Ladun. The Tosfos is not sure. How can Tosfos be not sure? If the Gemara says that even for Bnei Noach, an Isha cannot, is not Ksheira Ladun. It's apparent enough on the Gemara that an Isha is Psula Ladun even by Bnei Noach. Anyway, but the Gemara says that the Psul Isha is different from the Psul of Karev. And Isha doesn't have a Shemaid at all. Karev has a Shemaid Psul. And Isha doesn't have a Shemaid at all. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? That's a good question. In the Chassidish of Svarim, I remember seeing, they write the following Hezber. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Ishmael Dinova has this in the Derech Bikudecha. I remember Rav Soloveitchik suggested it once when we were learning Sanhedrin, that there is a Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma, that the Shavuos also in Perek Shavuos Aedus, but the Gemara sounds like it says that a Melech is Pasul Aedus Min HaTorah. The Rambam did not read the Gemara like that, but that's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that a Melech is Pasul Aedus. That's what the Rabbi used to say, Alosh, and he said that people take this din out of context, that an Isha is Psula Leidus, and they take it as if the Allah have used the women as hechwit, as if they're inferior human beings. He said, anybody thinks there's anything wrong with the Melech HaMashiach? He's the greatest scholar, and the greatest intelligence, and the greatest Navi, and everything. The Melech HaMashiach will be Psula Leidus Min HaTorah. That's what he's quoting about. So he said, just because somebody's posulatus, it doesn't necessarily indicate that it's a pagam on his character, or on his intelligence, or on his telem alakim, or anything. You can be the Melech HaMashiach, and you posulatus minatur. But then the question is, well, why is Taka the Melech HaMashiach? Why is the Melech posulatus minatur? So the difference is that Dvar Avram collects the different, three different shittas in the Rishayim. Rashi seems to learn that the reason why a Melech, not only Melech HaMashiach, any Melech, is posulatus minatur, is because only such a person is kosher leidus who is subject to the din of im lo yagid v'nas lavon. You must appear in court and you must testify. And if you don't, if you know about a case and you can help the man win the case or help give the einish misa, malchus, whatever it is. So the halacha requires you must testify. And if you don't testify, you have violated an aver. Im lo yagid v'nas lavon. The one who's subject to the din of im lo yagid v'nas lavon is kosher leidus. If you're above the law, if it's a priest, the melech, the Gemara understands it's a priestess hakovet for the melech to be required to appear in court and to testify on behalf of anybody for any case. Maybe in Issa Behetha, maybe yet, maybe you say in Chochma Ben Spoon of the Neger Hashem, maybe in Issa Behetha, he has to testify. But in Didi Mamadis, the Gemara assumes for sure, the melech is not mechuyev to testify in court. So even if he wants to be mechel on his kovet, the mechel mitzvah, and he wants to come and testify, he will not be kosher leidus. He's only such a person as kosher leidus who is subject to the Isser. So someone to suggest that, I think Chassidish is far, may have this suggestion, that by Noshim is the same thing, because called food about Melachanimo, and the Nias, and Klal Yisrael should have required, today we live in a different world, you have women walking around in the streets all the time, but in Shalom Kan Manias, this man Matan Torah, its Nias used to be, that the women stayed in the houses, they never walked around the Klal outside. And that's why Amon and Moyav, the Amoine Vilay Amoinis, Moyav Vilay Moyav, even by the Nerf, we didn't expect the women to come and give food to Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Al Dvar Shalokit Me'etchem Balechem of Amayim, Adech Mitzizchem in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says only Ish Darka Lekadim, and Ish Ein Darka Lekadim. We never expected of the women of Amon and Moyav. Forget about Bnei Yisrael. Even the Umas Oilom. With knowing, the Gemara says, this cult would have asked Malapanino applies to all the Masoilam. That's the way, under normal circumstances, that's what it should have been. So in the time of Matan Torah, for sure, like that, you can't expect of a woman that she should appear in court in order to participate in a Din Torah.
That's not shaykh. You have even a choshen mishpat. What do you do? Let's say there's a dinter between a man and the woman feels uncomfortable. She feels inhibited. She doesn't want to come to the bezin often. So they quote in the Shulchan Aruch that the Rimi Gash had a practice. The Rishonim quote this, and the Mechaber quote this. The Rimi Gash had a practice. He would set the dinter in the woman's home. So the woman wouldn't have to leave her home. She could stay home and have the dinter there. The bezin of the Rabbanim with the other party would come to the woman's home in order to spare her the need for coming and appearing in front of the court. The court would come to her to save her the embarrassment. So that's what some interpret. The reason why women are postulated perhaps is taka the same as the melech, because we cannot require of the women that they should testify. That would be a violation of tzniyus. There's no din of imlo yagid. The melech, whoever is not subject to imlo yagid, is postulated. That's a possible suggestion. Anyway, but that's not law. That's not law that in Isha. And Isha doesn't even have a shame aid at all, as opposed to Krozen, who do have a shame aid. Yeah, the next more. Right? The Gemara has it a few times, right? The husband doesn't want that his wife should deem his father says. And therefore, we assume, we make a lot of assumptions about the Shibudik Sukkot, yeah? Here, the Gemara, how did the Gemara know that? That Isha Psula Lodon and Isha Psula Leidus Hafila by Bnei Noach. So the Gemara says it's based on the Pasuk that says in Bereishis, chapter 10, Miyad Ish. Achaz Dimcho Nashis Teicha Medesh, Miyad Kochai Yad Vishenu, and then it says, Miyad Ish Es Ochi. What do you mean, Miyad Ish? Women are not mitzvah on the mitzvah of dinin, that a woman cannot serve as a dayan, as a dayan by the Bnei Noach, the dayan echot. I do haqziv. The pasuk says later in Bereishis, the Chumash Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu ki yedaitiv, I love him, because lamana sheyitzav is one of his based on Achol Lechaz Bederach Hashem la'atuz tzadokul nishpot. So what does it say? Vanav is Besa. Vanav means his sons, and Besa means his daughters. That's how Rashi writes. Vanav means the sons, and Besa. Haino Hanoshim, Dr. Rashi. And it says, Lasis Doko Mishpot, Shtetach Mishpot. So it says that the sons and the daughters are all involved in Mishpot. So you see in the very Shepotik that a woman can serve as a dayan. Koyne Matan Tera. Ach, Matan Tera not, but Koyne Matan Tera states the very. So this was the Kasha of Rav Hamnunen. So the Gemara, who Moisiv Lov, who Mefarik Lov, he asked the Kasha and he suggested the Teretz on his own, that the Pasuk has two things, Bono of a Bezo, Lashes, Stoko, Mishpat. So the Bono goes on the Mishpat, and the Bezo of the daughters goes on the Stoko. That was the Teretz. Bono of Ledin, and Bezo of the Stoko. It says, Manish Yitzhala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Ravino, because he's Mechanech his children. That's the Pasuk that the Chafetz Chaim quotes. And a lot of his Mamorim, that you see that Chinuch is Deraisa. Chinuch is not only the Rabbonim. So the Gemara says, Chinuch is only the Rabbanim, means that the halacha that requires that the parent has to see to it that his son shakes a lulav, that the son sleeps in the sukkah, that the son fasts on Yom Kippur, but poyal mamish, that he should do it, that's only the Rabbanim. But that he has to explain to the children that after they become bar mitzvah, they're going to have to keep all the mitzvahs. That's, of course, that's their isaac. Of course, the mamish is one of his based on Hashem. A lot of there's a mitzvah of Chinuch their isaac. This Chinuch. To insist that the child should do the mitzvah and mitzvah now, but poyal mamish, that's only, that's love their right. But to be mechanach children, the institution of chinuch is zichud their right. So the pasuk says that Avraham Avinu is mechanach both his sons as well as his daughters, both in stock and in nishpot. So the simple reading was, Avraham Avinu's kasha, the simple reading was, he's mechanach both the sons and the daughters on both, the stock and the nishpot. So the Gemara suggests not necessarily so, the bonavah and the nishpot. And the Beisel is the Tzedakah. The daughters are not involved in Nishpot, but the daughters are involved in the Tzedakah. What does that mean, Tzedakah? That the Chidush Aran has two suggestions over here. One sheet is that Tzedakah, that Bnei Noach HaMechuyev to give charity, to give alms to the poor, to give charity. That's a big Chidush. That Bnei Noach HaMechuyev in the Mitzvah Tzedakah, that's a big Chidush. The Pashtus says that they're not. You can't prove it from the fact that it's not listed among the seven mitzvahs right now, because the Pashtus is, that's the mitzvah essay. The Sheva mitzvah tenach only goes on the Yisurim. Commentary, yeah. When they do tzedakah, they're not really doing the shame mitzvah. The shayla is, are they mechuyev to do tzedakah? Are they mechuyev to do tzedakah? Why does he say? It probably means the sons on both and the daughters on one. Okay. It means the sons do both, tzedakah and mishpat, and the daughters only do the tzedakah, they don't do the mishpat. So you're right, it does mean the sons only do the mishpat. The sons do the tzedakah and the mishpat, and the daughters only do the tzedakah. So that's the question, what does it mean the daughters do the tzedakah? The one pshat is, tzedakah, give charity like we always assume. The other pshat is, no, tzedakah means pshara. As the Gemara says in the first parrot, Mark talks about the mitzvah of tzar. It's a mitzvah to do a pshara, for a woman to serve as a dayan in a real court. That's not proper even for Bnei Noach, Koshkin for Yisrael. But that a woman should serve as a dayan in a case of pshara, that's okay. So that's really questionable. Why is that okay? What is pshara? Pshara just means to make a compromise. I'll be passionate when we learn the sugya and the avav, the whole sugya of pshara, the way it says in the Choshen Mishpat. Is that pshar is also a din Torah. And the din is an isur of shaychad. The dayar man allah take shaychad in a din Torah pshar either. And there's a din of lasat and mishpat in a din Torah of pshar also. All the dinim apply. And there's a din that a Torah b'dva mishna is choytim and a pshar also. That's what they usually do today. And you have a din Torah and they always recommend to have a pshar after the bezin gives the pstak. So if you have another wise guy who wants to overturn the pstak of the bezin, so what he does is he says they were Torah b'dva mishna. Yeah, there is such a cloud, Tevedra Mishneh Choyzer, even applies to Pshar, but to declare that a Pshar is a Tevedra Mishneh is a pretty hard thing. That a Pshar was a Tevedra Mishneh, where is there a Mishneh on a Pshar? You have to have made some major error to declare a Pshar as a Tevedra Mishneh. So this is really questionable, the other Pshar, that Dokka doesn't refer to charity, but rather refers to a Bezdin on Pshar. So if a woman is psula lodun adin, so a woman should be psula for pshara as well. Unless you're just making a pshara compromise. That's not what pshara means. Pshara doesn't mean a compromise the alma. It means a din taira of yoisha. You can have a din taira of din. What does the legal system say about this? And then you can have a din taira of lefnimishara as a din. What does yoisha dictate in this given case? The Rav learned that pshara is a din taira of lefnimishara as a din, right? Exactly. Right. So that's why this is questionable. When the Gemara says women are psulas to serve as a dayan and a din, but the koshes to serve as a dayan and a pshara. Why? So this is probably what led the other Rishonim to learn basically tzedakah means charity. It doesn't mean tzedakah to do pshara. And these Rishonim say that tzedakah means pshara. This is quite a chiddush. That's a good shot. So it's not really sure. It's to make an out-of-court settlement. An out-of-court settlement. It doesn't mean that they agree. Okay. That's a good shot. But it doesn't really mean, it doesn't mean sure in the sense that we're usually used to. It means an out-of-court settlement rather than go to court, make a compromise before you go to court. Yes, yeah, that's a good shot. No, that's halacha. The reason for it is because of tzniyus. If a woman wants to volunteer, leman hashalom, she wants to volunteer, she's okay. But she'll be psula. If you want to have a din, she'll be psula for the din. She'll be psula for the pshar also. So it says to make an adequate settlement, that she can do. Why not? If she's one of the relatives of the people involved, she wants to make shalom. There's the Yerusha, and there's the Krikton, that's why they're killing each other, or a couple of dollars of Yerusha. One of the sisters suggests a pshar, give out with herself. So she saved the day. Not that she's a dying on the case. She suggested a compromise. A woman is kosher to paskin on the yoni sevetrin. That's mechaladeh. Yeah. For others also. Yeah. The woman knows the din. If you don't know the din, a man is also possible to paskin. If you know the din, a woman can also paskin. Yeah. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva quoted. There's a stira in the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch always writes on any given mitzvah whether the mitzvah applies only to the men or applies equally to men and the women. It's not lulav and shofar and tzitzis. He writes it only applies to the men if the mitzvah says the shazman grom. And another mitzvah applies, he says it applies equally to men and women. So whenever he has a din about the yonim, not to take Sheikhat, to take Kishpitam Yisecho, all the laws of Seder Hadiyon, that he writes, it only applies to men, it doesn't apply to women, because Kilohem HaMishpot, the women are not involved in the Dayonis, women are not, cannot serve as Dayonis. And then the Sefer Chinuch writes that there's a din of Shikir, there's not a lot of Tafkin. He writes, this din applies equally to men and to women. So the Achrenim has the Kashas, the Birke Yesuv has the Kashas. If the Chinuch holds that women are psulas lodun, as a simple reading of this Gemara implies, women are psulas to serve as a dayan, as a shofetes, so the whole din of Shikir Asa to Tafkin is in a din Torah. So if the woman can't participate in the din Torah, so how does the Sefer Chinuch write? How does he write that the din applies equally to men and women? So the Chidoi answer is that a woman can paskin and to the Hetzer. That's not, she knows the din, she can paskin. She can't serve as a member of a bezin, even if it's a one-man bezin. Eid echad, if a dayan echad, she can't serve as a bezin. But she, the paskin and the Hetzer, that she can do, if she knows the din. So that's what the Sefer Achina says, and she's drunk. So she's not allowed to paskin either. The din applies equally to men and to women. This Chidoi quotes that from the Chidoi. Then Gemara had asked Akasha, if you really memayit ish prat leisha, and that's how you say that a woman is psula lodun, even by bnei noyach, so wait a minute, it has over there, alkein yazav ish, by the isur of eshes ish, it says ish. So should I say ish prat leisha, that by bnei noyach, and the eshes ish is nezana, is not chai misa, only the boil is chai misa, the nevel is not chai misa, you're going to say if an isha horgo, if a woman kills, you're going to say the isha is not chai nisa because it says ish. So the Gemara patches it up based on the psukh. No, it's not so. The Gemara is marked from the psukh. Okay. Then halfway down the Amud, the Gemara picks up a braisa. Tana Rabbana. You have a braisa that derives in the end of Parshas Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. You have the whole set, the whole table of arayim, the whole table of forbidden marriages, relatives that you're not allowed to marry. In Achrei Mois, you have the yisur. And it says, whoever violates any of these is chayv koris. And in Kedoshim is repeated all of those again in Oinish Misa. Whoever is not repeated, it remains with the koris. We already gave it Misha Berach and Achrei Mois. And whoever gets worse than the koris, whoever gets Misa is repeated in Kedoshim. And Achoso is repeated even though there's nothing added. Achoso is only koris. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, all the Tanoim, in the end of Makkos, a whole discussion, why was Achoso repeated in Parshas Kedoshim if nothing is added, if there is no Oinish Misa? It's only chorus. So that parsha of Arayis is introduced ish ish o kol sher psor lo istikabu begala servo. So why does it say ish ish? L'rabbis es hakusim, l'rabbis es hanochrim, that the dinim of Gili Arayis apply equally to the nochrim. Trektik marakashe, oho mehocha nafke, do you need this drasha ish ish to be marbed hakusim? From that pasuk, mehosim nafke limonim from a different pasuk. It says, "Vaytav Hashem alukim alahot mulein, and makol leitzakan alchotecha meitadas loytaychal." So the Gemara darshan every word in that phrase, every word in that pasuk. So the word "leimar" had the connotation of Gilui Arayis. This is similar to the kasha the Gemara had before on Nun Vav and Aleph. There it says, "Ish ish ki kala lo lakov and asachetos." So the Gemara was marbe ish ish the rabbis sanochrim that the din of regadet applies to bnei noyach to the nochrim as well. But the Gemara, we learned it out from the pasuk. Megadeth es Hashem is one of the seven mitzvahs to Nerach. From that pasuk, Vaytav Hashem Elokim al ha'odah. We learned it from there. So the Gemara gave a whole explanation why you need the Ishish. So the Gemara is asking such a similar kashir. Why do you need the Ishish? To be marveled that the Umas Doilam also have the Dinam of Gili Arayim. We know it from Vaytav Hashem Elokim Leimor. Leimor is a Gili Arayim. And for the Gemara, no. That pasuk, Leimor, goes the whole table of Arayim for the Bnei Noyach. But there are some arayas that they just don't have. So if it's arayas vidan, if it's an arayas that doesn't exist by them, and by us it is, let's say a man marries a girl with kiddushin, his mana talmud, his mana tanach, the kiddushin and the nisuin would be a half a year apart. He would give a ring, say, Hariyat Mukadeshus, Afina Kaddish Bishtar, Hariyat Mukadeshus, Li Bishtar Zeh. And then they would wait, Yud Beit Chodesh or Shisha Chodoshim, until they would have Knisa Lukufit. He would go get a job, he'd rent an apartment, buy a house, whatever, and buy clothing, she would buy clothing, then they would have a chuppah, and then they would move in and live together. So there would be a period of time that the girl would be an eshes ish, an arusa, but there was no bula, there was no bia. And our halacha says that by bnei noyach, the only form of ishes they have is bulas bal yesh lahem, and kedusha kesed, and kedusha shtar, even with nichnas of the chuppah v'lo nivala, even with yichud, ein lahem, nichnas of the chuppah v'lo nivala, ein lahem. So what if the Nachri is Boal Eishes Tish Yisrael, The Eshetish Yisrael is already an Eshetish. As far as we're concerned, she's an Eshetish. And if any other Yisraelim will be Goal the Eshetish, they'll be Chai Misa. You're going to say for us, she's an Eshetish. And Pazay, for the Benanach, she's not an Eshetish because they don't recognize this kind of Ishes. They only have Ishes of Bia. So they're getting off easy. Usually their Rhinishes are worse than our Rhinish. They get off easy over here. So the Gemara darshes Ishish Lerabbis and Pamnochrim, that if it's a Raya Zidam, then they're in the parsha also. So the Gemara says, what exactly are you driving at? My Hilchus, but what do you mean to say? So the Gemara says, oh, it means like this. If the Nachri is Boal Eshishish, Nachri is, the Nachri is Mizana with the next door neighbor, the Nachri is the Shikta. So the din is Eid Echot, the Dain Echot, Bali Haftarot. But if the Nachri is Mizana with a Yiddish Eshishish, a Yiddish woman is married to a Yiddish man, a real Eshishish in our books, then you know, it can't be done in Nachri unless you have a Bezna 23, and you have to have two witnesses, and you have to have Hasra. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Eid of Eidim Hasra, Migra Gora. The Gemara says, because it's a Yiddish Eshishish, so we give him the Hitzilah Eidah. But Parket, we should say it's a bigger Averi. It's a longer chapter on Eshishish Israelis. You say, be sure you don't need Eid Eidim Hasra. Alam Rav Yechanan doesn't mean that. Means what we said before. If she's a Naira Hamarasa, that on their books he didn't violate any Averis. They're engaged, that's all. They don't recognize this as marriage. We recognize Naira Marosa as being an Eshishish, Kedusha Kesa, Kedusha Shtar. She's an Eshishish, but on their books she's only engaged. He gave her a ring because there's no such thing as Kedusha Kesa. They're engaged. They shouldn't give him an Einish Misa, but since on our books this Eshishish is married, so we'll judge him, Be'ed Echot, Be'dayin Echot, Be'lihasra, but we'll give him an Einish Misa. Which Misa will we give him? We can't give him. Usually, Ben Noach gets Zayed. Over here, he's going to get Skila. Because she's an Naira Hamarasa. On their books, there is no Zayed. Zayed passed Nishtarai. But since on our books, the Naira Hamarasa, she's in to get Skila, so we have to give the Nochri, who's Mizana with the Hamarasa, we have to give him Skila. Skila is who? Leitlahu. On their books, it doesn't exist. He didn't do an Aver at all. And therefore, the Bright who tells us, Dainina Lohubadina Digdan. We punish her with our din. But if he go on a regular Eshishish, then it would be Zayif. Then he gets his own Zayif. And Eid Masra, that's out of the question. Rashi says, even if he's Mizana with a Naira Hamarasa, the Tanin Lahu Bedina Didan, they give the Nochri, Oinish Kilo, but you don't need Eid of the Eid Masra. That's out of the question. It's still going to be Eid Echot Ubedayin Echot. So that's what the Gemara continues to explain, that by Bnei Noach, the Gemara has on the second wide line, the Tani Rav Chanina, Bulas Val Yesh Lechem, where does that expression come from? Bula's Val, the Rashi quotes in Bereshit Chof, that when Avimelech Gror took Zorah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avimelech and Achaloy Malayla and he said, Hashem Eshishish, the Bula's Val, you better give it back because she's an Eshishish. So the Rebbeinu Shlom used that expression, the Bula's Val, that was a technical statement. The woman is an Eshishish because she's a Bula's Val, because that's all they have. By the Benenech, they don't have Kedusha Kesef, they don't have Kedusha Shtar, they only have the issues that's brought about by Yidei Gula's Bal. And then the Gemara says that the suggestion that Rabbi Yechanan gave in the Braita, Ish Ish L'Rabbis HaSanochrim, that it doesn't go on Neidu Yedim HaSra, goes on Naira Marasom, the Gemara says on the third white line, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yechanan, Kedusha Tzorof in the Emes of Pshat, is the Braita that says explicitly, a Tzeptan of a Desire, the same all the other Tzeptans. Lists off all the shevet mitzvahs and after the tzeptus says the feirish like Rabbi Yechanan. That what kalev shebez yishasad mitzvah leva nachmu izu aleha. So the bride says the feirish. Lichus anu ein lano we're four lines from the bottom. Anu ein lano elo naira hamarasa bogad. So that line, four lines from the bottom of the amud, that line is a line that supports the Rabbi Yechanan's pshat and the other bride. Says the feirish. Yeah. But that's not the main theme of this brisa. That one line supports Rabbi Yechanan. What's the main theme of this brisa is a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Achachonim. Exactly what is the table of Gilui Arayis? Exactly which relatives are forbidden for the Binah? Whom are they not allowed? We know that they have a din of Gilui Arayis. Exactly which Gilui Arayis? So one of them is Eishes Dish. That's the Gemara over here. Anun Chesam and Alav. The Dovek Bishtav Lod Eishes Chaver. That we know. Then we have the Dovak right smack in the middle of Nun Chesem and Aleph. It says, V'dovak v'loy b'zachar. Nishka b'zachar is also for Bnei Noach. Nishka b'zachar is also for Bnei Noach. And then it says, V'hoyu l'vosar echad. and they should have children. Oyu Labatzarecha means when a husband marries his wife, they have children to the exclusion of Mishka Behema, Mishanatim Batzarecha, Yotze Behema Bechayshin Natim Batzarecha, because a human being cannot be moiled from a Behema, so that's part of the process of Oyu Labatzarecha simply doesn't apply, so that's the source for the prohibition of Mishka Behema. So those three we know for sure. Eishasish applies to the Bina Noach, Mishka Zachar, Mishka Behema, those are for sure. The question is, what about relatives? We say that the Bidinah, Hamuzran Gilei Arayis, needs a whole table of relatives that are forbidden. How does it correspond to the relatives that are forbidden to us? We say that the same table of Gilei Arayis that we have, the whole Achimos Kedoshim, the whole story applies to the Bidinah, are only maybe some of them. Maybe some are Rasa, some are Muslim. So that's the main theme of this Braisa. That's on Nun Zayin on the base, on the third wide line. It says, that's the Tosefta that says the Befeirush like Rabbi Yechon, that last line. But the main theme of the Tosefta is which arayas apply to the Bina Noach. So it's a machlokes of a man and chacham. Kol lev shebezin shesol mi misim aleh benach muzra aleh. Ein bezin shesol mi misim aleh, ein benach muzra aleh. We have a lot of arayas, but there's only kareis, and there's no misa. We don't have such a thing as misa without kareis. We have misa without kareis, so I say, mako avi v'imoy. And the kalal avi imoy. Is Misa, and there's no Kareis. If he does the Beshagig, he's not Chayv Chatos. The only time the Chayv Chatos is if you do an Aver Beshagig, which if you would have done it amazing, you would have been Chayv Kareis. If you violate that Aver Beshagig, you're Chayv Chatos. But there are Averis that if you do it amazing, you're Chayv Misa, but you're not Chayv Kareis. So then if you do the Beshagig, you're not Chayv Chatos. Eidim Zenimim. Sometimes Chayv Misa, they're never Chayv Kareis. So if they violate Eidim Zenimim Beshagig, they're not going to be Chayv Chatos. Because chatas is only dovish as done a kareis, it should go to chatas. So there is such a thing as an avera which gets oinish misa which doesn't have kareis. There are such cases with this kareis and there's no misa. So let's say a person eats on Yom Kippur. It's not chayiv misa, it's chayiv kareis. A person eats chametz b'pesach. It's chayiv kareis and it's not chayiv misa. There are a lot more avera. Vo'al achoisoi. It's chayiv kareis and it's not chayiv misa. You can have cases where you chayiv misa and not chayiv kareis. You have cases where you chayiv kareis and not chayiv misa. But in Gilei Arayis, there is no such thing as a person that's Chayv Misa, who's not Chayv Kareis. Because everybody is listed off in Achrimais. And then it says, Kikola Shiasa Mikola Ta'eris Ha'elev in Nechristu, whoever violates any of the above is Chayv Kareis. And then, some of them are repeated in Kedoshim and the others are not. Those that are repeated, we give them an Oinish Misa. It tells us, who's Kilo, who's Sreifa, who's Chenek. Those that are repeated for Misa are mentioned. And whoever's not repeated remains with the Kareis. So this is a machloikas, fundamental machloikas of Me'an HaChachamim. How much of the Gilei Arayis do we carry over from the Yisrael to the Bnei Noach? So Rav Meir Shita is only those Chai Bikrisis. Kolev is Be'isom in Nisim Aleh. If it's Ein Be'isom in Nisim Aleh, there's no Einish Misa Bayat, so it's like Bu Alachoso, so by the Bnei Noach it's Musa. And the Chachamim, Marm and the Chachamim disagree, they say it's not true. Habi Arayis, Eish Ein Be'isom in Nisim Aleh, and Bnei Noach Musa Aleh. The Chachamim disagree, the way Rashi has the Giris. The Vilna says the Rambam has a totally different sheet. Rambam is in Gansan, there are big problems with the Rambam here. Leave out the Rambam for the meanwhile. The Rashi learns the Chachamim disagree, he says the whole table of Arayis that applies to Israel applies equally to the Bnei Noach. That's the Machlokes HaTanna. Then the Gemara, Frek Akasha, two lines from the bottom. Is that so? The Sova Rav Meir, is that true? The Rameya's opinion was that the only arayas that are carried over from the source of Bnei Noach are those that have Nisra, and those that only have Kareis, Kol Aher V'Shein Bezen Shesom Nisim Aleh, Ein V'Nach Muzra Aleh, you only carry over the Chavi Nisus, and the Chavi Krisus are not carried over. The Sober Rameya, is that indeed Rameya's opinion? Kol Aher V'Shein Bezen Shesom Nisim Aleh, Ein V'Nach Muzra Aleh, is that true V'Hatani? We have a Braisa that has the following din. The Braisa formulates the following. You have a principle on the level of the Raisa that Gershon is Gayer to Kotten Shinoel Adonim. The Gemara here doesn't have the expression. Rashi has it on the top line on Nun Chesem Ba. Rashi has it. The Gemara has it in another Mesichta. Gershon is Gayer to Kotten Shinoel Adonim. Means that if a Ger, let's say a brother and a sister, mother and a son converted. So in HaTorah, the brother is permitted to marry his sister, even though they're still blood relatives. Genetically, they're brother and sister. Biologically, they're brother and sister. But Allah declares, he's not related to anybody else. He can go marry his sister. He can go marry his own mother. If they fall in love, he can marry his mother. So the Gemara says that Midrabanan, we forbid him from marrying any of the relatives any of the relatives that are forbidden for Yisroel. The Braisa has an expression that 10 lines into the Braisa. It says the line after the tiny letter Hey and the tiny letter Vav. So it says on the next line, Ulachatkila lo yichnos. That goes on all of the Arais. Any of the relatives that appear in Parsha Sachem Mois Kedoshim that we're not allowed to marry, the Ger is Lachatkila not allowed to marry them. What is Farfam Bidiyevit? He went ahead and he married one of them. So you tell him, even Bidiyevit, he has to go get divorced. But the Gemara says, no, Bidiyevit, in this is Loitei. That's called Yikayen. We leave it like that. Lachatkila lo yichnos. He shouldn't marry any of the relatives. But Bidiyevit to say that Teitei, we should say with the Rabbana, not only is it forbidden Lachatkila, but even Bidiyevit, if he married her, you have to get divorced. That's only if you can apply the Svara of if it was such a relative that before he converted, it was forbidden for him to marry this relative. And then he converts, and now Minatara he's allowed to marry the relative. So people will start laughing at the Jewish religion. Before, when he was a Nachri and he had restricted his obligations, he only had to observe seven mitzvahs. Didn't have to observe the whole pekel of all the Tariq mitzvahs. But then he was forbidden to marry his mother, his sister, and his aunt, whatever. Now that he converts, everything goes. Strictly speaking, we understand why. Gershon has got such, it's not called his aunt. But since biologically it is his aunt, and people, the Hamayinam, will not understand this. This is a real wild halacha. Gershon has got such, that was problematic. Where does it say this in the Chumash also? Where does the Tanan dig this one up from? The Chassam Sofer and the Chidushim and Avodah Zarah, he's not sure where the Tanan got this from. I call upon him, that's the halacha. They developed such a din. It's a din, they're Isaac Cotton, Shalal Dami. But they're afraid, Kedesha lo Yomru, that people, the Hamoinam, shouldn't say, the Gerim shouldn't say, Bada, Mikdusha Hamura, Mikdusha Kala, that before we converted, we were forbidden to marry these relatives. And now that we converted, we're allowed to marry them. So not only do we prohibit them, Lachatpila, to marry the relatives, even with the Evidim, this is Tetzer. Yoitzi. Keeps on saying Yoitzi, the Brisa says. Even with the Evidim, if he married the relative, he has to get divorced. So the Braisa has the machlokes hatanoim, in which cases do we say it's only forbidden lechatchila to marry the relatives? In which cases do we say that even b'di'evit, everything is all midirabbanan? Which cases do we say lechatchila he shouldn't marry the relatives? And in which cases do we say that even b'di'evit, and this is yotzi, that he has to get divorced? So when do you say yotzi b'di'evit? If it's a relative that was forbidden for the nachri, and then you really apply the svara of what if it's a relative that was not forbidden before he was in his guy? So you can't apply the svara of Kadesh Aliyam Banam Kadusha Kala. So the svara doesn't apply. So then we say Bidiyevit, he doesn't have to get divorced. So why is it Atula Chatchila? If it's Muta Bidiyevit, if he married already, he doesn't have to get divorced. So what's the reason for the prohibition of Chatchila? If there is no Kadesh Aliyam Banam Kadusha Hamur, it was Muta before, so that's what the long Tesis quotes. The Gemara in Yavam is Daf Chavei. The Gemara in Yavam is discussed, let's say two brothers were Nachrim, and they both converted. They're both Jewish and they're religious Shomei Mitzvahs. So they're Kosheleitis. A Ger is Kosheleitis. The question is, can you have the two brothers Eidim by a Chasana? And the din is that the Eidim cannot be Kroven to the Chasim Kala, cannot be Kroven to the Tevei, the Nitzvah, and the Tevei. They cannot be Kroven to each other either. So these two are brothers, not just biological brothers, but they converted. So when I tell you, you say Gershon is a guy, cut and shenolah zombies. But with the Rabbanon, the Sugya says by us, the Braisa says, you ignore that Gershon is a guy. With the Rabbanon, they did away with that sin, that you're not allowed to be lying that Gershon is a guy, cut and shenolah zombies. And a brother and a sister are not allowed to marry after they convert. And maybe you should say the same over there, that Shnei Achim, Shishin and Gairu, are not allowed to serve as Eidim, because, the same thing is over here. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't say Shalayom Abadim Makdusha Hamur Makdusha Kala by Eidis, because Kroizim are Koshal Eidis by Bnei Noyach. There's no Psul of Kroizim. So you can't say, we used to be Kroizim before we were Koshal Eidis. Now that we're in this garden, now we became Koshal Eidis. That concern doesn't exist because Kroizim are Koshal Eidis by Bnei Noyach. And nonetheless, the Gemara says there is an issue. What's the issue? Rishum Dilmasa the Chlufa the Yisrael. People will think that two brothers are kosheleitis, that people will think that the chasen as the kedushin wasn't chal, whatever, they think that there's something fishy going on over here. That's called Dil Moshe. They'll fit. They won't trap. They won't realize that these two brothers don't count, that they're not considered brothers. So they'll think either that brothers are kosher eaters, or they'll think that the chasana wasn't chal. But that's a different svara. That's not born mikdusha chamur, mikdusha kala. That's a totally different svara. Of Dil Moshe the chluf in Israel. That people will think that two brothers of Israel are kosher eaters. So the Gemara says, so what do you say, Taka, over there? By the two brothers, Shin and Gairu, would you allow them to testify not? The Gemara says, absolutely yes. Because this whole din with the Rabban, that we don't allow them to marry, because Dil Moshe the chluf in Israel, if you allow a brother and a sister to marry, the Jewish people would think a brother can marry his own sister, or a nephew can marry his own aunt, which is not allowed. But so that mistake can only be made by marriage, because everybody in the world gets, all normal people get married. Everybody's getting married. The Gemara says, Erva lakol masura. Everybody gets married, and people will make a mistake. All you need is one person should make a mistake and marry one of the forbidden women. So he violates an aver. But Eidus, the Gemara says, is not lakol masura, misura. Eidus is an ina bezin. The Rabbanim know that there's a din of Yershin and Karkon Shinozam. So the Rabbanim, the Masada Kedushim will know that these Edom are Kroivim and these Edom are not Kroivim. Masada Kedushim will know when you have a Din Torah, so they'll know which Edom to accept. But since the concern of Dil Moshe the Chluf Misur doesn't apply, so that's why the whole Chumrah with the Rabbanim doesn't apply to Edom. That's the Lashon HaGemara. See, if you look the second half of the Tosafot, when they write Yivam Zav Chavdeis Amid Aleph in parentheses, Yivam Zav Chavdeis Amid Aleph, so they quote three lines later, Umayshna Me Erevo. Why is it that by Eidus, the two brothers, Shnei Achim, Shenis Gairu, may serve as Eidim together? And why is it by Gilead Arayis, here we have the right of Lechatchili, you don't allow it, and even the Yevit, sometimes Yoichi has to get the word. Why be more machme here? So the Gemara answers, Ervo, Lakol, Nesura. Everybody gets married, so we're afraid, Dil Moshe the Chluf of Yisrael. The Jews will think that a nephew can marry an aunt, and a brother can marry a sister. Of the Eidus, Lebez, and Nesura, there is no Hashash. Of Dil Moshe the Chluf of Yisrael. So that's what Taisa says tonight. The Gemara never spells out the reasons for the prohibition there in Yivam Zav Chavet. But Taisa says, Mashma for not Gemara, that the reason for the Erev was Dil Moshe the Chluf of Yisrael. And in our Sugi, you see that there's a different reason. Our Gemara is the Feirish, because Shem, Kedei Shelo Yomro, Bottom of Kedusha Hamur and Kedusha Kal, it's a totally different explanation. So Taisa says, yes, how do the two Sugis jive? Our Gemara says, whichever relatives were forbidden, Benochu Yusto, those are the ones that we have to forbid after he converts. Kadesha Liyam Abadim Kedusha Hamur Kedusha Kal. There, the Gemara says, it's nothing to do with what was forbidden Benochu Yusto. It's Kadesha Liyis Kal for the Israel. Dil Moshe the Chluf Liso. The Taisa says, the Yeshloimar, that's the big chunk at the end of the Taisa, the Yeshloimar, that you need the two explanations. Kadesha the Yom Rabbanim Kedusha Hamur Kedusha Kal only applies to those relatives that were taka forbidden for the Nochi. But we want to cover even additional cases that are not forbidden for the Nochi. So we have another reason. Dil Moshe the Chluf of Yisrael. Dil Moshe the Chluf of Yisrael, Taisus has, based on the Gemara in Yevamah, and Daf Tzadik Zayin that they quoted earlier, 10 lines into the Taisus. That concern only applies if it's from the mother's side. But from the father's side, by Bnei Noach, you say there's no kurva. There's no yachas between the Nochri and the father's side. There's only yachas between the Nochri and the mother's side. The Gemara spells out there in Yevamah, it's not because Bnei Noach are shufei zima, and no one ever knows who the father is. No, the Gemara says that's not the reason why. Even if they have shnei achim ta'omim, even if they're twin brothers, Amish twin brothers, and they're the spitting image of each other, they look exactly the same, identical twins. Still, the halacha says that they're called Achim and Ho'aim, and not called Achim and Ho'av. It's all Pidin. Rachmana Afkarei Lazari, the Achim, the Sid, the Zir Masus, and Zir Masam. A pasuk that there's no yachas between the Nochri and the father. So therefore, Taisus interprets in the Gemara. Therefore, since the Gemara says in Yivam Zav Tzadik Zayin, that by the Nochrim, there's no yachas between the Nochri and the father, there's only yachas between the Nochri and the mother. So therefore, there wouldn't be any concern, Dil Moshe the Chluf of the Yisrael, if you allow the Nochrish and his Geyer to marry the relatives from the father's side, so that shouldn't pose a problem for any Israel to make a mistake and think that he's going to marry relatives from the father's side. Everybody knows that the Nochri doesn't have any relatives from the father's side. Even forgetting about Gersh and his Geyer Kashin Al-Adam, which is not a popularly known din, the Balabatim won't know that, they'll think that he's still related, but from the father's side, everybody knows there's no Kurban. So to ask the relatives from the father's side can only make sense if you say, Shalayam, a bottom of Dusha Hamur, a Dusha Kaf. The Tosafot says that's why you need both reasons. Some case, many cases you'll have both reasons apply. Some case you'll have one reason without the other. Sometimes you have the second reason without the first. In some rare case we have neither reason, then taka bimuta. So the nachal will be allowed if it's a relative from the father's side. And you can't say dil masa b'chlufish. And if such a relative that was muta to the nachal, the nachal yusas, you can't say they shall yom abanim kedusha hamor kedusha kalus. And neither reason applies. So the taka be had to go. That's what the that's the gist of this tesis. That's an important tesis. They're giving pshat in the gemara. So that's what the Brisa says, it's forbidden for the Gersh and his Gair to marry any of the relatives to Nachrim when his Gair. And one wants to marry the other, and they were, they're blood relatives, they were, and they still are, they're blood relatives, biologically they're related. So even if it's such a relationship that was Mutav in Ochri Yuso, and you cannot apply the concern of Kadesh Aliyam or Bonim Kadusha Hamur Kadusha Kala, you still forbid them to marry Lachatila, Dil Masin, the Chluf of Israel. The Yidin will say, what's going on? The Rabbanim, they let them, so I can also marry my yet. But with the Yezid, if he wanted to have me married, then there's no concern of Kadesh Aliyom, but if Kadesh Aliyom, we won't say Yoichi in such a case. That's only Lachatchila lo Yechti. We don't allow them to get married Lachatchila. When do we say that even with the Yezid, Yoichi, you have to get divorced? That's when you have the additional reason applying, namely, the reason of Kadesh Aliyom, but if Kadesh Aliyom, but if Kadesh. That's the gist of the Brisa. So then, now the Gemara, just to finish up the Kasha, we didn't say the Kasha. The first Brisa that we had here, it starts on the third wide line, on Nun Zayin and Bay. The Brisa presented the main, the Gemara quoted the Brisa for the last line. Anu en lanu ela naira hamarasa bilvada, that line supports Rabbi Yechonah. That if Ben Noach is born, naira hamarasa didan, we give him skilu. Even on his books, he didn't do an Aveira, the girl's just engaged. But in our book, she's an Ashes Dish, and in our book, she gets skilu, so we give them skilu. So that line supports Rabbi Yechonah. But till you get to that line, the main theme of the Brisa was this fundamental machlekta me'er mechachamim, which relatives are forbidden for the Ben Noach. But me'er shita is only chayvei nisus. Chayvei priests by us don't carry up to the Noach. And the Chacham disagree. The whole pattern, the whole list, everybody. So the Marpek Takasha, is that Rabbi Meir's opinion? That whenever it's only Chayvei Krisus and it's not Chayvei Nisus, it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Here's a whole Brisa where a mayor is presented as disagreeing with a Chachamim about certain details. When is B'diyevet and Nisus Teitzei? When is it B'diyevet and Nisus Teitzei? Lo Yotzi. Lechatchila lo Yichnos in all occasions. You're not allowed to marry any of these relatives, any of the blood relatives after he's in his guard. But when do you say Yotzi? Only when there's this major concern of Shalayam or Bonim B'Kdusha Chamur B'Kdusha Kala. And included in the cases that Rav Meir is speaking, and he says to the Yevid Yotzi, he has to divorce her, are cases where there's only Kareh, where there's no Mises. He says, the Beresh of Meir is of the opinion that the Surim, that by us are only Kareh, no Misa, carry over. Achoso, he says, not allowed to marry his sister, his aunts, father's sister, mother's sister, his sisters, father's sister, mother's sister, is only Kareh, there's no Misa. And it does carry over from the parish of Achrim Oiz Kedoshim, carries over to Menach. So it's an outright contradiction to the other Rav Meir. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Rav Meir at different times in his life learned by different Tanoim. The Gemara says he learned by Rav Akiva and he learned by Rav Lezer. And actually gives you the whole historical background. Warren Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, and other sources and based on Daf Gimel. He learned by various Tanoim. And the Gemara said in the first parak, he got Smicha first from Rav Akiva. And if the Hamoinam didn't accept it, then he had to get smicha a second time later in life. He learned by a few Tanoim. So one Bryce is Rav Meir presenting the opinion of one Rebbe of his, the Rebbe Kiva. The other Bryce is Rav Meir presenting the view of Rav Lezer, the Taka Machlokes HaTanoim. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim. Which of the Arayis carry over to Bnei Noach from Yisro, from Parshas Achrei Noach? How much of the Arayis carry over to Bnei Noach, and how much do not? And then the Gemara is going to present the whole Bryce. No machlokes, whether it's only chayvei nisus or even chayvei krisus as well. That's a machlokes hatanoi. This gemara that we mentioned, when we said over this long time, this gemara yibam is up tarik zayin. But the gemara makes the statement that there's no yachas between the nochri and the father's side, the father and the father's side of the family. It's only yachas in the nochri and the mother's side. Because the pasuk reads another, the zir masusim zir masam, like a horse gives birth to blood. So there's no kurva al pidin, there's no kurva. So too by the nachrim, there's no kurva from the father's side. And the Gemara says, and you shouldn't stay because the Shtufa is Zima, and you can never know who the father is. No one ever knows. The Gemara says, not true. The Gemara quotes a Braisa and Yivamas Avtarizbain, Shnei Achim Ta'omim, twin brothers. They're identical twins, and you know they have the same father, same mother, and still all Fidin is not considered. There's no din of Yiva Machalitza. There's no din of Yiva Machalitza because they're not considered Achim and Ov. It's only Achim and Ein. There's no Kurb, it's like Zeres HaKosim, the Zilma system, it's not because of this sociological fact that there's Shtufi Zilma. It's halacha like that. So this Gemara poses a major problem. The Gemara has a din, the Kerenor on Yivamas poses this question. Gemara has a din. What if a Nachri converts? Nachri shahari lo bon in the Nachri Yusuf. Nachri had children before he converted. He had a son and a daughter. And then he converts and all the children convert. Is he yaitse the mitzvah clearly with the children that he had from before? Or he's saying no, Gershon is got cotton shanalatam, he's not related to them anymore. So how can it be? They're not his children. So that's the machlegs of Yechon and the Reish Lakish and Perak Abba Yivimta. The end of Abba Yivimta, you have all the sugyas of Piribirim. The Reish Lakish says, you're not great today because then they're not related anymore. Cut and Shinalazam. And we pass them like Rabbi Yechon and Shulchan Aruch, that he is Yaitse. A Gershon is guy who, one of Imo, the children are also Galen. But the din is that the Ger is Yaitse. He doesn't have to go get married and have children all over again. He's 85 years old already now. Now Mukhi has to start all over again. He's Yaitse, the Piribiribi, with the children that he had from before, despite the fact that there's a din for Cut and Shinalazam, it's still okay. So the Gemara says, but that machlokes Rabbi Yechon Mishloch is only by a ger. Nachri shen is gair. What if he's an eved shen is tachrer? So even Rabbi Yechon will agree that he's not yaitse, because since eved ain lo yachas, as it says, shvul chan poim machamor, amadam machamor, avodim ain lahen yachas, so from day number one, the eved wasn't related to his children. But now that he's misgair, now that he's mishtachrer, and the children are also mishtachrer, he's not going to all of a sudden become related to the children. You're not yet to Piribiribi unless the children are related to you. The children, they were never related to him. By the Gershon his guy originally, they were related. Benachu Yusuf, the father was related to the children. So even though later on everybody's Nagari, you should really take a cut and Shanel dummy. The Gershon says, Benagir to this din of Piribiribi, you don't apply a cut and Shanel dummy. Whatever the explanation is, you got to figure out a good explanation. The whole explanation on this in the Shurim on Choyrit. The last pair concurs. But the Gemara doesn't explain it fully. But the Gemara says this is only by the Gershon is God, but by Nebuchadnezzar Shen is Tachrer, even Rabbi Yechon will agree that he's not yet to the period, because Eben ain't no Yachas, he was never related in the first place. And day number one is never related. So what do you see from that Gemara? To be in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Nachri Yusuf was related to his father. If the Nachri has children, the children are related to the father. So how can the Gemara say here in Yevamah Zavtzadik Zayin that Nochem are not related to the father is not related to the children, only the mother. There's only Yachas Mitzad Ha'ein, and there's no Yachas Mitzad Ha'av, as the Pasuk says, each Gemara quotes the Pasuk. There it says, Vizir Masus and Vizir Masam is like behemoths, have no Yachas to their children, so the Nochem are not related to the father, only to the mother. And the other Gemara in Yevamah, and Abba Yimta quotes a Pasuk, I think, from Malachim or something, the Lodon, then Melodon, then Melodon, someone is Arthur the Third, is the son of Arthur the Second, is the son of Arthur the First, and it says the Fatim, the Zeta, the Delta Zeta, and the Delta Alpha Zeta gives the whole Yachas. The Gemara says, take the favorite, that Nachri has Yachas to the father. And this Gemara says, Nachri has no Yachas to the father. That's the Kevinar is Kasha, what's going on? You're also, you see, Nachri Yarshans the fathers, you see that there is Yachas. Not only is they're biological, but of course they're biologically related. Al Pidin, the Nachri Yarshin from his father, so you see that there is Kurva. That's a good question. Somehow you establish that by the genes, I don't know, by the blood test, I don't know. You figure out, you somehow avoid the issue with the Znut, and you figure out who the father is. But once you discover who the father is, then Al Pidin is the father for Yerusha and for Yachat Kapiru Rivya, and not for Arayat. That's the Gemara Yevamah Zavtzadik Zayin. So what's going on? What is it? He is related or he's not related? So Belinetta, next week is Purim Perek. So Belinetta, after Purim, we'll have to discuss the answer to this kasha may come out from the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara has on Amud Beis Omer Abchizda by the tiny letter Beis. Eved Muta Be'imah Muta Be'Bitoi. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Mitzvah Piravirivi and the first Mitzvah points out that there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam how to read this Gemara. So the way, we'll have to learn, so the way Rashi reads the Gemara, we can have a solution to this puzzle, to this riddle. And it's very, could be very relevant malacha for other halachas as well. Okay, so we'll have to say that for the next time that we learn Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Yuma has a famous comment on the pasuk in today's Sedra that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to make the Asisa Aron Eis, the Aron that has the luchas in it. It's supposed to be the Tepisa Oshazov Midashnim and Nibachus. It has gold on the inside and gold on the outside. And Rava makes a comment in the Gemara that the Aron is representative of the Talmud Chacham who has Torah within him. Like the Aron contains the Torah. So the Talmud Chacham is the person who contains the Torah. So the Talmud Chacham should be Tocho Kibaro. Shouldn't just wear a rabbinical hat and a rabbinical suit with the stripes and have a mustache and a beard. It has to be Tocho Kibaro. The inside has to be Orthodox. That's the way it should be. And one who becomes a Talmud Chacham should be careful that, first of all, you see, you should be borrowed. That's number one. Talmud Chacham shouldn't run around in shorts and red polo shirt. He should look like a Talmud Chacham. He should look like a Talmud Chacham. Number two, you should be Tocho Kibar. The inside has to be like the outside. So the Tanoim had a machlokes that was ongoing in generation after generation. Should they allow students to enter the Beis Medrash to learn in the yeshiva if he's not Tocho Kibaro? How could they test? How do they have the Shemra test? How is he going to test? That's a major question. But this was an ongoing debate. So the Gemara tells in Brochus the story that Rabbi Gamliel only allowed in those students who were very sincere, very motivated. Somehow they were able to ascertain that it was Tocho Kibaro. Their inside was pure like the outside. They were really through and through, they were pure. And then when they fired Rabbi Gamliel from being the chief rabbi, they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it says that they added on many more benches in the Beis Medrash, and they had many more students, because his policy was that you can allow all the students to come into the Beis Medrash. The opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos quotes that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had to say, Hey, Mamro Shlosh Shvarim, Moshe Kibbutzar Mitzim, Esau Yeshua. And then the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we have a tradition of three things. One is Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. So the Mefarshim say, based on the other Talmidim, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe means exactly this. You should allow all the students to come into the Beis Medrash, even those who don't seem to be Tocho Kibaro. Give everybody a chance. And despite the fact that this was the position of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who preceded Rabbi Gamliel many generations before, nonetheless the Machlokes crept in again. And then in later years, Dr. Leger found out you had again in Europe, in the yeshivas, by the Litvish yeshivas, they let in all kinds of Shkotsky. They let in all kinds of people. It wasn't Tocho Kibaro. For sure it wasn't Tocho Kibaro. Their policy was like our brother Nazaria. You take everybody in, and maybe you'll take...